the Blue Ridge Two Meter Net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available via Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Again, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic will continue on. Does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. No announcements or bulletins. We'll continue with the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before we begin our Echolink and RF check-ins, we'll pause for new stations, either new hams to the area or new ham licensees in the last little bit that haven't had a chance to check into the net, aren't really up on how we do the net, or wishing to check in for the first time. If you'll just key up the mic and call AK4HR or Net Control, we'll get you checked in. We have any new hams at the moment, so we always like to just pause there for a moment. Again, sometimes folks are out there listening, not really sure, you know, what the procedures are to check into our net, and we always want to welcome as many folks as we can. Just give a little pause there to welcome any newcomers, but not hearing any tonight, we'll move on to the pre-check-ins, which, again, is available on the BRAR's website for folks that are not available. At the 9 o'clock net, we have a function on the BRAR's website that allows you to do a pre-check-in so we can acknowledge your check-in. Again, some people are up early, can't stay up late, or are going to be predisposed at net time, but we want to get those folks checked in and acknowledged there. Got a few pre-check-ins first. First, I'd like to welcome Fred. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Charlie Mike, and Fred brings along with him. Fred, goodness, can't talk tonight. Brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4, India Echo India, N4IEI. Up next, we've got our friend Pat over in Malden, K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. And always good to see Pat checking in. Like getting him in the logs. Up next, we've got our friend Jim over in Seneca, or Pelzer, sorry. Again, my town's confused here, but Jim, like to welcome you, Kilo 4, or Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Sierra, KW4TS. And last but not least in our pre-check-ins, we have Aaron. That's Kilo November 4 Uniform Romeo Foxtrot KN4URF. And one new for me tonight, I have a check-in via APRS, the automated packet reporting system I've got running on my radio. I've got W4DJW, our net control manager. Does a lot to keep this net running and keeps us all scheduled and wrangled about as well as cats. But Dave, got your APRS message. See some others on my message screen, but I haven't scrolled through those yet, but definitely got you checked in here via APRS. Assuming you're probably listening via RF as well, so if you want to come back and recheck, definitely you're welcome to do so. All right, it looks like we've got all our pre-check-ins, my APRS check-ins. So let's go ahead and move to Echolink. Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, no traffic.
AK4HR, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. My name is Fred. And also, please check in Kilo India 4 Mike Romeo Alpha, also named Fred. We're both in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I will be sticking around for RAGCHU. KI4MRA will not be sticking around for RAGCHU.
K4HR. Good evening, Mike and Annette. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Start off the net tonight. Got quite a few few check-ins here before we even head to the RF portions of our check-ins. But up first, we'd like to welcome John. That's Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, KN4RJN. And, John, I'll have to look up where Brown Summit, North Carolina is. But somewhere up north of us. And, John, appreciate you taking the time to check in from. And good to hear you, my friend. Up next, we got Fred. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November November Hotel, KO4NNH. And Fred's checking in via Echolink tonight. And also brings another Fred along with him. That's Kilo India 4 Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4MRA. So, Fred, appreciate you checking in with us. Got you marked down for comments here in just a few minutes when we get to the RAG 2 portion. And last but not least, the king of our Wednesday night nets and our amateur radio classified net on Wednesday night. That's Gary, Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And Gary, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And Gary brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. Gary, always good to hear you, my friend. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. All right, that looks like all our Echolink stations acknowledged, so we'll go ahead and move to the RF portions of our check-in. So tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
I was there and acknowledge Rick and his family checking in there. First, we got Rick. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And again, Rick brings the rest of his family along. Miss Lorena, that's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar. And their daughter, Michelle, that's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Rick, good to hear you, my friend. A little bit of noise on your signal, but nothing bad. Probably running HT or something, maybe a little bit of shadow of the repeater or something going on. But I definitely got you in there. And little noise on your signal, but nothing bad at all, Rick. Appreciate you taking the time to check in and get us all logged in here. All right, we'll give one more call for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Sure. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. This is AK. I'm in Easley. Negative, negative.
Also, we'll go ahead and acknowledge those stations that checked in that group. Up first, we've got Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike, KO4BDM. And Jim, good signal in the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And our friend AK, that's W4 Alpha Kilo Gulf, Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Gulf. And AK, always good to hear you, my friend. As you know, not my neighbor, but you can be via the radio. I know, Gary, you live kind of over there next to him, so always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight, AK. Good signal in the repeater. Always good to hear you, my friend. All right, so we'll go ahead and slide down the alphabet just a little bit to the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H in the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Negative, Mike. Tonight, Mike, thanks.
For that long pause there, I thought you might have a couple stations come in there on your coattails, but I didn't hear anybody, so we'll go ahead and acknowledge your check-in from up in Candler, North Carolina. I'd like to welcome Harry. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry, good to always hear you, my friend. Hope you guys are staying warm. I haven't checked the weather, but I'm ready for that spring weather to come back. This isn't too bad, but I think I've gotten used to those 80-degree days. Anyway, hope you guys are staying warm and safe up there, Harry. Good to hear you, my friend. All right, we'll give one more call, Echo Through Hotel, E through H, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Hi, everybody in the Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll move to India through Lima. India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, although I am also mobile. But I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Mike, and your family. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to all on the net. Everybody have a good Easter. No traffic, no comment.
4, HR. It's always good to hear you call the net. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 73.
4HR. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic. No round tape.
4HR. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar. Jim and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and 73 to all those on the net, and happy Easter.
4HR. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec Yankee, Joe and Taylor, negative and negative, 73.
Pause there and acknowledge this group's got the biggest group so far tonight, so let me make sure I've got everybody. I think I've got everybody logged in here, but let me go back to the top of my log here and just make sure I've got everybody. Up first, we got Dennis. That's Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4, JIA, and Dennis over in Gaffney. Dennis, excellent signal making that trip up from Gaffney really well to the repeater. So appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got James up on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and he's out on the mobile. James, definitely be careful out there. I don't think it's cold enough to freeze, but up in the mountains, never can tell what's going on. But James, Kilo 4, Juliet, Fox, James, always good to hear you. Definitely be safe on your travels. Up next, we got Sid. That's Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, always good to hear you, my friend. Appreciate the salutations. I hope you and yours are doing well. Definitely stay warm. Hope we just got a few more days of this cool weather, and then spring will break again. But always good to hear you, Sid. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Larry and his beautiful bride, Donna. That's Larry's call, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry, always good to hear you, my friend. Again, I haven't been spending as much time on the radio as I need to, so it's always good to hear some familiar voices when I come in and run the net. So definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us, Larry. Always good to hear you. And, of course, as I mentioned, Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4MFK. So, Larry, hope you and Miss Donna are doing well. Have a wonderful Easter. Up next, we've got Andy. Good to hear you on the RF, Andy. Last couple of times, I think I've had you on the net pre-check-in, but either way, we can get you in here. Definitely good to hear your voice. Andy's call sign, Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. Andy's up on Table Rock. Probably can see the antenna during the daytime. Probably can't see it too well at night. But anyway, Andy, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next in the group, we've got Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan, good signal into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And Jim, sounds like you're sitting in the room right next to me, my friend. Good to have you checking in with us. Jim's call, Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO. And Jim's over in Traveler's Rest, and I even marked down in my log, excellent signal. So, Jim, not sure what you're doing tonight, but definitely keep doing it because signal sounds really good. And last but not least in that group, we had Joe. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee, KO4JQY. And Joe's over in Taylor. Joe, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Not to take anything away from your... HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2 Meteor Net. Tonight, continuing with our check-ins, again, was recognizing Joe, Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee, and I had got to my timeout timer, getting a little long-winded on that group. But that should be everybody in that particular group, so we'll go ahead and give one more call. India through Lima, I through L, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meteor Net, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Not everybody in the India through Lima group in one fell swoop there, but we'll go ahead to move on down to the Mike through Papa group. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meteor Net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Char. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, Walt up here, Lake Bowen and Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
Sure. Check in Whiskey 2, Mike Julia Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville, mobile on my HT, and also check in my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. We're both negative, but 7-3. Thanks for calling that.
Car, please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt Western Greenwood County. Just check me in and out, sir. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
Check-ins there for the Mike through Papa group. First, like to welcome Walt. That's Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, K4OIM. Walt, good signaling in the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. And Mark's out there mobile on the HT. A little bit of noise, Mark, but I wouldn't expect anything else. When I'm checking in on the HT, my signal gets a little noisy, but definitely making the trip to the repeater. So appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And Mark brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Wendy. That's Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. And I guess this is the net controller's check-in because Mark and Wendy do some net controller duties, as well as Matt, our next check-in, Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. So always good when our net controllers check in. I need to practice what I preach on that, though, because I miss out on the net more nights than I check in here lately. So, but anyway, Mark, Wendy, appreciate you checking in, and then Matt, appreciate you checking in after them as well. Always good to hear you and get you in the logs here. All right, we'll give one more call for the Mike through Papa group before we move on down the alphabet. M through P in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meteor Net, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Everybody else currently in the Mike through Papa group and checking the Echolink node. All our stations signed in there are currently acknowledged. So we'll move to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meteor Net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
AK4HR, this is Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike, AA4RM. I'm Robert in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
Welcome, Robert. Sorry for that long pause there. I guess everybody's probably getting used to that. I'm just waiting to see if somebody's slower on the mic than I am a lot of times. But, Robert, like to welcome you tonight. Good to hear you. Alpha Alpha 4, Romeo Mike. And I hope you're doing well tonight. Good to get you in the logs, Robert. To have to make this more of a habit. I know we checked into your net the other day. And yeah, appreciate you stopping by and checking in with me tonight. Good to hear your voice on the radio. Like I say, just like today, I end up going and doing, but never at home. But I don't seem like I'm getting anything accomplished either way. So, anyway, Robert, hope you and yours are doing well tonight. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in. All right, we'll give one more call here for the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meteor Net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Robert might be the only one in our Quebec through Tango group, and that's not a problem at all. We'll go ahead and slide to the Uniform through Zulu group, the ever-patient group for Saturday night. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Meteor Net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
In and out. Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, Randy. Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, Linda. And we're in Asheville.
Sure. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Hey, Charles. 4 Zulu
still Foxtrot Chief. Lovely. Just check me in and out.
HR. Kilo Foxtrot 4 Yankee. Kilo X-ray Gary and Easley. And have a good evening. And I'm negative and negative.
Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville, negative and negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, both named Mary.
Kilo Juliet 4 Uniform Hotel X-ray, KJ 4 UHX Jamie. Also Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Lima November, my wife Sabrina, check her in by proxy. We're over here in Chesney, checking, sending out. Thank you, sir.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Another good group as we get down here to the bottom of the alphabet. Up first, I'd like to welcome Randy and Linda from up in Asheville. That's Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey. And as I mentioned, Randy brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima, KJ4CRL. Randy, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Definitely stay warm up there in Asheville. Like I said, I haven't checked the weather, but I know y'all are usually about 10 to 15, maybe 20, depending on how the weather works up there. Cooler than we are, and it's cold down here for me. So, again, I think I've gotten used to those 80-degree days we had about a week ago. But anyway, good to hear you, Randy. Hope you and Miss Linda are doing well. Up next, we've got Tommy down in southern Greenville County. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Tommy, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Keith. That's Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, KE4ZHF. And see, goodness, can't get your name out, Keith. Sorry about that. Getting tongue-tied here. But, Keith, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next in that group, we had Gary. That's Kilo Foxtrot 4 Yankee Kilo X-ray, KC4YKX. Can't read my writing here, Gary. My eyes are getting tired as the night wears on. But, Gary, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good to get you in here in the logs. Up next, we've got Scott. That's Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And Scott brings along with him the rest of the family. That's his sweetheart, Miss Mary. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. And their daughter, Miss Mary. That's Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, KO4ILI. And Scott, appreciate you coming along, checking in the rest of the family. Good to hear you. And last but not least in that group, we've got Jamie. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Uniform Hotel X-ray. Jamie, sounding good into the repeater, my friend. Again, hadn't heard you for a while, so it's starting to be a habit here, getting to hear you on the radio, which is a good thing. And Jamie, of course, brings along his sweetheart, Miss Sabrina. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Lima November. And Jamie, definitely good to hear you. Like I'm saying, I don't spend a lot of time on the radio like I probably should, so it's definitely good to hear familiar voices on Saturday night. Definitely good to hear you. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello. I was letting the man on the mountain identify there. This is AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter nets. And we'll give one more call before we open it up to the big group. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause usually means we have everybody for that group, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Good evening. Please check in. Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha, November. K4BAN, Alex, Mobile, and Clemson. Negative, negative.
KA4END, Kilo Alpha 4, Echo, November, Delta. Nice, buddy. We're in Taylor. Hit me negative, negative.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Like to welcome Alex. That's Kilo 4 Bravo Alpha November, K4BAN. And Alex is out there mobile in Clemson. Definitely be kept safe out there on the mobile. Alex, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next is our good friend Buddy. That's Kilo Alpha 4 Echo November Delta, KA4END. Goodness, Buddy, having trouble reading my writing. But anyway, Buddy, sounding good into the repeater, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us as well. All right, we'll give one more call here as we get to the bottom half of the hour. Alpha through Zulu, before we secure the formal portion of the net. A through Z in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. long pause means we have everybody. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGSU portion of the net with periodic additional stops for additional check-ins between RAGSUs. Again, it looks like I've only got one station currently signed in for RAGSU. So let me get the broom out here, dust off the stump, turn on the heater, and we'll pass the frequency back over to Fred. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. Fred, let's find out. How was your day, sir?
AK4 HR, this is KO4 NNH. My day was actually pretty good. I managed to hit up a few repeaters, or hit up two repeaters over here in North Carolina, one being a System Fusion repeater. He's my little Yaesu handheld that I brought up with me, and a repeater that has the call sign Kilo 4 Mike November. There's a Renette that ran over there. I figured I'd check in over there for the first time. My father, Kilo NU 4 Mike Romeo Alpha. That's the machine that he started on, and I actually met a lot of the people that he used to talk to over here. This is actually my hometown, his hometown as well, so it's where it all began with him. I'm pretty much the monster in the making with him. He brought me into this, I'm all in. But beyond that, I had a good lunch with my grandparents, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow for Easter. Back to you, AK4RH.
Happens for a lot of us. I know my dad tried to get me into ham radio for years when I was younger, and of course his grandfather actually got him started, so it seems to be a family tradition a lot of times. Family, friends, you know, word of mouth, that kind of thing. But it's definitely good to be able to keep up the family tradition. You know, I still remember there's a mountain where my dad used to carry us, and I hated it when I was, well, I shouldn't say hated it. I actually enjoyed that, but there were other things we did on weekends that I didn't really enjoy. But he would go up and work on a repeater up on Apple Orchard Mountain up in Virginia off the parkway. And every now and then, I think that repeater might still be up there, but I can't hit it from here. But I think it was up and down and up and down for a long time, and then I think he became custodian of it. I have to talk to him and get the actual history to find out exactly what happened with it. I think at one time he actually even moved it back to our house to be able to work on it. They were having so many problems with it. But that was years ago. I'm sure somebody else is custodian of it now. But, yeah, definitely good to make some contacts through the same old repeaters, I guess, or same areas, and be able to talk about the folks that came before us. But you mentioned you have a Fusion handheld as well. I've got some I've played around with here. Don't really do a whole lot with it. I tried to get up on my Wires X and got that running and played around with it, but hadn't really connected to it because I've got one computer and then the one radio, and if I do that, I can't listen to local RF. So I end up switching back and forth just depending on how the mood strikes. But what kind of HT are you running over?
I actually run a FT-70D, if I remember correctly, the model number. I don't have it in my hand right now. It's currently on the charge. I don't really use Fusion that much, but if I do use Fusion, it's normally that handheld, but I'm actually trying to use Fusion on my base station, a Yaesu FT-991A, eventually going to become my HF station whenever I upgrade up the general. But I actually found Fusion, it actually sounds absolutely amazing. In my opinion, I don't like saying this, but it actually sounds way better than RF. But I don't know, considering my first time using Fusion, I was actually pleasantly surprised.
With Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel, Fred, in the RAGSU portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I had to pick, I've got a couple of ICOM stations or units here, but they're some older rigs and don't have digital capability, so I never actually got into D-Star very much. And then, of course, the Yaesus can't really beat the price a lot of times, so I've got some old stuff. You know, I like doing some of the computer interface type things, APRS. You know, I like the JT65, JT9. Now it's JT8 and JT8 call and some other stuff. So I need to get my HF rig, but I've got an older model from the the FT891 is kind of the FT897. It's kind of the desktop model. I've got the Yaesu FT857 as my HF mode rig, but it's sitting in a box with the antenna right now. have the best intentions of getting that back up and running. But as you mentioned, you know, the Yaesu fusion system is pretty neat. You know, you can get on 2 meters and connect into a node and talk the world. You know, there's folks that hang out on the America Link room that check in from, I've heard, you know, Poland, Germany, the UK. A lot of the UK guys will come in there looking for worked all states, so they can get worked all states on fusion. But again, it's the typical thing. Some people think it's cheating, but you know, you're still transmitting somewhere. It's just, you know, HF to internet, and then the internet back out, or not HF, sorry, RF, radio frequency, out to the internet, and then the internet hits that gateway on the other side and transmits out. So, you know, there's radio involved, and like we talk about, Dave, our net control manager, he talks about it a lot. You know, however we can communicate is the key. So, you know, a lot of times if we can text somebody and then relay that in, or via Echolink or WiresX or APRS or Facebook messaging, you know, the big thing is for us to be able to communicate. And the more modes, I think, that are available to us to do that, if one happens to fail, we can always go to another mode or another backup. Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you there 100%. Honestly, I've messed around with a lot of other social messaging, but nothing hits the iron quite like ham radio, honestly. The bad part is that you were talking about doing a fusion on 2 meter. I was actually doing it on a 70 centimeter. There's a 440 repeater around here. I don't remember the call sign of it, but I had to set some weird offset on in order to hit it with fusion, but I got it to work well in the end. I'm kind of new to fusion, so I'm slowly figuring it out. I don't really have anywhere around my area per se that I can easily hit a repeater and talk on the chat room or anything. But yeah, I'm with you 100% though. Any way you can to talk is a way to talk.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, some different offsets just based on the bandwidth of the digital signal. You know, there's digital wide, digital narrow. Some of them use a wider bandwidth for the data stream that's at the beginning. So I'm not sure if that's what you were running into. I know a lot of the, like the main repeaters that I've connected to, you know, they're hooked into system fusion, but they're still using the, you know, 600 hertz offset. And then I don't really do a whole lot on 70 centimeter just because I've never really tried. Again, I've got my little node when I set it up here. Usually I've got it connected via 2 meters. And but yeah, it's definitely interesting to experiment with. And like you said, the sound quality, it definitely sounds a little bit digital, but you know, again, it's either there or it's not kind of a thing. And but it is amazing to me just to get on there and kind of listen. There's a couple of folks that, and again, it's been months since I got on the America Link room, but there's usually 70 or 80 nodes connected there, and then folks will just drop in and drop out there. But there's a couple of folks. There's one gentleman down in Florida, and I can't remember off the top of my head the name of the place. It's a big community down there, but it's a smaller town, but I can't think of the name of it. I'll have to see if I can think of where it is. But he gets on there and talks, and there's a couple guys up in New York I hear all the time. But you might have inspired me to go ahead and turn my node back on, at least for a little while, get in there and see if I can catch up. Kind of like a soap opera, you know, you turn it off for a month, but you get back in there for a week and you kind of catch up on all the news. So,
well, that's pretty awesome. Oh, my word, I'm already out. I forgot your call sign. Net Controller, let me go ahead and call 73 to you and everybody on the net. I hope everybody has a happy Easter. My family's calling me back, so this is Kilo Oscar 4, November clear. Oh, I'm sorry, Kilo 4 NNH clear.
Appreciate you sticking around and making a few comments. Like I say, I get on here and get a little long-winded sometimes, so sometimes you just have to stop me. Again, Fred, good to hear you, my friend. Hope you and your family have a wonderful Easter, and definitely come back and check in as often as you can. And stick around and rag to, like I say, you know, a couple people around. I'll extend the net out, and we can get a couple more check-ins. But definitely good to talk to you tonight, Fred. Hope you and yours stay warm and safe tonight, and enjoy your Easter tomorrow. All right, this is AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Looking for additional check-ins before we secure Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Hello. good evening, Mike. I know I'm out of turn, but coming to you via Echo Link. If you will, Mike, stay here. Satan 4, please do it. Kilo Alpha 4 for Paco Beck Alpha, Satan and Greenwood. Good evening, Mike. You're still following the net. No traffic and no speed.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. I'd like to welcome Steven from down in Greenwood. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. Steven, good to hear you, my friend. Again, I think I probably mentioned, and I have been using it as an excuse far too long. Haven't been listening or on the radio as much. Seems like I'm going and gone or somewhere away from the office all the time now, and still not getting anything done. But good to hear your voice, my friend. Definitely appreciate you stopping by and checking in via Echo Lake. Hope you and your family are doing well, and definitely enjoy your Easter holiday tomorrow. K4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, looking for additional check-ins to the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Alpha through Zulu in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, please call AK4HR, net control. I checked in. It may be my ears or my signal. You're a little low in the noise. I just want to make sure I've got you correctly. Did you say Kilo Oscar 4 Golf Mike Oscar?
Oscar 4 Golf Mike Papa James in Greer.
I got you that time. You came up, and I get it. It could have been on my end, but I got you that time. Kilo Oscar 4 Golf Mike Papa. QSL?
In my car with a handheld Baofeng, so I figured I would at least step outside. That would be much better.
Faraday cage in the car does that to my HD all the time. I actually got I found a little, not that matters, you know, if you, like you said, if you stick the window or get out of the car a little bit, but I found this little MFJ, like, window antenna thing. I don't know that it works any better, but anyway, James, appreciate you sticking with me, make sure I got you logged in here, but definitely got you corrected. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Gulf Mike Papa, and I appreciate you sticking around and checking in with us and being patient with me, make sure I got you logged in here correct. Did you have any comments for the net, or were you just in and out tonight?
Just in and out, but while I've got you, I may as well mention, I have a nice little magnet, a big magnet antenna, but the dang thing stopped working the other day. I'll get it fixed. Anyway, y'all have a good one. 73.
To be the problem with all of us, we've got some equipment that works and some that doesn't. I've got a box of equipment that I'm going to get to at some point, and nothing bad. I just need some to rewire a couple of antennas, but that, I think that's part of the fun of the hobby, is to figure out what's wrong with the stuff that doesn't work sometimes. And it was working fine yesterday, is typically how it works for me. But, James, definitely good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. All right, additional comments or correction, additional check-ins before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
4HR. Check in Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie, KN4 OBC. This is John in Greenville, in and out, negative and negative.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome John. That's Kilo November 4, Oscar Bravo Charlie, KN4 OBC. And John's down in Greenville. John, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Trying to get a few more check-ins here before we secure the net, but definitely appreciate you stopping by. And again, you're probably well aware, but we run this net every night, 9 p.m. Not just out there for you information, but just let everybody know. Every night, 9 p.m., 365 days a year, so appreciate everybody who can come by and check in with us. Stick around, make some comments, and extend the net out. Definitely good to get the radios warmed up, get the repeater up on the mountain warmed up, make sure everything's working. So, John, sounded good in the repeater. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. All right, one more call. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. calls normally means we have everybody, so I'll give one final call. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge G-Meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
B9, India Mike, mobile.
Is Alpha Charlie 9, India Mike, is that correct?
AC9, I am Stephen, mobile in Blacksburg, South Carolina. The only comment I wanted to make was, from what I can tell, Yaesu discontinued all of the simple monoband fusion mobiles. Even the 7250 dual band, they discontinued, that I can tell. I don't know why, but I try to throw it out there. I want to get back to what I'm doing. Just want to say hi to everybody. AC9.
Quickly, you sound awesome on into the repeater tonight, so I appreciate you stopping by. Yeah, I'm not sure what Yaesu's, again, above my pay grade, apparently, but, you know, I really like some of the older Yaesu rigs, you know, some of the, well, I say older, but there was, you know, the last generation. You know, I've got FTM 100, FTM 400, and now they've, like you said, they've gotten rid of all of those and come out with the new models, and I'll be honest, I haven't really messed with them, but I don't like them anywhere near as much. You know, I think they've still got the HT, the FT3DR, and then, like, Fred was mentioning, he's got that FT70DR, but they seem to, I don't know if it was a supply problem, an engineering problem, or just a life cycle problem that they were running into, but it seems like they retired some of those radios a little quick. But I know some of the older stuff, like I mentioned, I've got the old Yaesu analog FT857. That thing sat around forever, or seems like they sold that forever. And then the 817, some of those radios seem like they were out. So I don't know if it's a technology thing, they were putting more technology in, or supply problems or what made them redesign and discontinue some of those radios. But I noticed the same thing. Again, for now, as long as my stuff's working, I think I'm done for buying some radios for the moment. Over.
I read some comments on eham.net, and they're pretty recent. People are having problems where they just run too hot and they just give out.
And the net, Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight to interact you portion with Steve. That's AC4IM. And, I've read the same thing. I haven't really had the problem with mine. I know they make those little coolers, little fan boxes that you can kind of mount on them. And, of course, I think the FTM 400, which I've got the original, the DR, I think is the name, and they made some changes in the chassis on the XDR where they put some holes in the back to try and keep it cool. But again, with most of the work I'm doing, it's relatively small. I very rarely go outside of low power, and you know. But some of the guys are running high power a lot, so I think it's probably more of a problem for those folks. But mine's still, of course, knock on wood real quick, mine's still turning. It's a couple years old. Hopefully it will continue to work, and if it doesn't, I can always pull one of the analog ones off the shelf and put that one back in service.
For the Yaesu, because they're independent, I don't have to deal with the internet and none of that stuff. I can just key the mic and go. But I'm on my old 7800 I bought brand new. I've never had a problem with the 78, 88, 89. I bought a 100D about 5.5 years ago. The only problem is the knot will start to stick, and I'll have to free up, you know, keep metal for the tarnishing up and stuff. But I don't know why they discontinued the 100. Who knows? But okay, all together. Good talking to you, and catch everybody later. Alpha Charlie 9, India Mike.
And appreciate you jumping in here and checking in and making a few comments. And definitely feel free to come by and check in as often as you can. If you're in the area, or, again, I don't know if you have access to Echolink, but, you know, we have an Echolink node on our repeater. So definitely in your travels, or if you're ever in the area, definitely feel free to come by as often as you can. All right, we'll give one final call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Gulf. That's KN4 UBG. That's Kevin. I'm still here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is to you and everybody on the net. And let me know how this radio sounds. I swapped the antenna on it today.
As Bernard, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. And Kevin, I don't blame you at all for forgetting my name. It's not a problem. Like I say, I hadn't been on the radio quite as much. It's Mike, but not a problem. But, yeah, a little bit of hum. I mean, I can hear your accelerator whine kind of coming through the antenna, so I don't know if maybe there's a ground issue or exactly what. But, I mean, again, it's not terrible. I mean, it's definitely noticeable in the background of your signal, but I'm able to copy you, no problem. But a little bit of noise in there. Again, it just kind of sounds, you know, I can hear it when the accelerator spins up a little bit, maybe some alternator noise or something in there. But, again, not terrible. I can definitely copy you. But, again, I don't think I mentioned your call. Just to make sure I've got it in here. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo, Gulf. And, of course, Kevin's out there on the mobile. But, yeah, Kevin, sounds okay, but I may want to try and see if we can get some of that noise out a little bit later. Okay.
Sure will. I swapped the antenna out today. I had an NM hole mount up there, a magnet mount, and I had a dual band tram up there. Well, that wasn't getting contact like it was supposed to, and I think it was making a humming noise too today, so we done away with that. But the humming you're hearing now is my alternator. I got to do something about that. I got to turn this radio down to get the, the mic gain is a little bit too high. So once I get that down, I think the antenna, I got a better copy on the repeater right now with this antenna. That's a brand new tram, dual band, looks like a magnet antenna, magnet mount. And it's got the little coil in the center of the antenna, and the antenna ain't but like, I don't know, 14, 18 inches probably, something like that. But, well, I appreciate it, man, and I'll let you get back to the net, and appreciate you giving me the report there, Mike, and we'll talk at you again later. KN4 UBG, back to net control.
Definitely agree with your assessment there. Yeah, you're definitely making good, strong. I think you mentioned you're definitely receiving better, but you're making a good, strong signal into the repeater. Some of the mic gain could take care of that. You may be overdriving just a little bit, but yeah, it sounds like you were already aware of the situation and already making plans. So yeah, I think you're definitely headed down the right track. So appreciate you taking the time to swing by and check in here with us tonight. All right, so we'll go ahead and continue to take check-ins as long as we can get them. But we'll give one more call here, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. 4SKD, Larry, and also KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
Check-ins here as we head towards 10 o'clock tonight, so good net for me. But anyway, I'd like to welcome Larry. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra Kilo Delta. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Rhonda. That's Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. Goodness, Larry, sorry about that, butchering Miss Rhonda's call there. But Larry, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Good to hear you, and good signal in the repeater. Appreciate you stopping by tonight. You take me over 50, so right now I'm sitting about 51 check-in, so that's an awesome net for me so far. So appreciate you guys coming by and checking in with us. All right, so we'll give one more call, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means I have everybody, so we'll give one more call. Haven't missed anyone for comments or check-ins before I secure the net. Please call AK4HR, net control. Station down there in the noise. There was one station I heard just you're down deep in the noise. I've heard a couple of, like, possible voice signal over a little bit of the noise. Not sure if you're running an HT or mobile. I'll try and talk here for a moment, see if maybe you can relocate a little bit, try a different X, and recheck. But I'll give one final call here, see if maybe we can pull that last station out of the noise before we secure. Last station or any additional stations wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Again, KO4MWV, is this better?
Kilo, Oscar 4, November, Whiskey, Echo.
Whiskey, Victor.
Oscar 4, Mike, Whiskey, Victor, correct?
I am calling from
HT. The first time I called was with a with antenna. I switched over to a better one. This is Walter in Citadel.
That's like 1,000 times better. First time, but definitely down in the noise. I mean, I was only able to copy like little audio peaks, like just above the noise. But this one, you're definitely strong into the repeater, no problem copying you at all. So, you know, you can mark a little spot right there on the floor if you want to, or in the grass outside, and definitely that setup should work for you getting into the repeater for sure.
I was just testing the little whip antenna to see if it was good enough, but this is a Diamond MR-77 that definitely was better.
That is definitely working much better than the first one was, for sure. I know I've done the same thing, just kind of trying a couple of different antennas. I got a couple of, I don't even know what model they are. I picked them up a couple months ago and hadn't really used them. They seem to be better. I don't even know where they are now. I think they're a Diamond 77 Alpha. So, let's see if I can find one. But anyway, I don't know. Let's see. Anyway, regardless, they seem to work a whole lot better than the stock antennas. And, you know, I've put them on there a couple of times, and it seems to work a whole lot better. But definitely the setup you've got doing good work for you.
Kilo Alpha 4, Mike Whiskey Victor, 73.
HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge TV Internet. 73, Walter, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, we'll give one final call. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, Net Control. All we have, everybody, for the night. I'd like to thank everybody again. This is the best net I've had in quite a while. I have to go back through and check my numbers again, but sitting at 52 check-ins. So appreciate all those stations checking in with us tonight. I believe Daniel, I didn't open the calendar and I can't find the link handily, so I think Daniel, KJ4WZM, is going to be calling the net tomorrow night. I think he picks up the first Monday night of the month, so I know he would definitely appreciate you guys coming back and filling up his net control log as well. And let me go ahead, stand by for the net report. K4HR, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all the stations who've checked in. Remember, do your best and try and keep the magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs, and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. Happy Easter.
KO4, Mike Whiskey Victor. If anybody's still on the net, I'm trying out a new mic PTC setup. Can I get a copy on my signal?
Mike, AK4HR, secured the net. We were just talking, but yeah, it sounds good. A little bit of noise, but nothing bad. Definitely able to copy you, no problem. Over.
Got a little Kenwood 210 thing that goes with my crappy little bow thing, but I'm kind of trying to test the limits of it. Like you were saying, that Diamond antenna that I have definitely helps things. This is kind of a also crappy headset. Just wanted to see how it sounded.
I can't really tell. Were you using the same mic when you checked into the net just a few minutes ago, or did you change it out? Because I can't really tell a difference from when, you know, it came up after you changed out the antenna, if that makes sense. Over.
Started with just the whip antenna and the handheld in my hand, but I've got a push-to-talk with a mic, and I switched the antenna earlier. I've just now tested the mic. This is the first time, so first contact I've made with it.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, so to me, it sounds the same whether using the handheld mic or just without the mic. So either way, it's still a little bit of noise on the signal, but nothing terrible. I can definitely copy you, no problem.
All right, thank you, sir. Kilo Austin 4, MWV, Walter's out. Clear.
Definitely sounded good. Definitely come back and check in as often as you can. And, you know, as you know, just put your call sign out there. Somebody will come back to you. But good talking to you tonight, my friend. 73, we'll talk again first chance we get.